This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, Kozlovski. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Donna, last name Hart, H-A-R-T, date of birth June 30th of 1923. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hart with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was March 7th of this year. She reports, her daughter reports actually, that the patient was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation, which has made her shortness of breath and fatigue slightly worse. She does get seen by the congestive heart clinic providers and has an appointment this week for further follow-up. Her weight is unchanged and actually down slightly within the last 6 months. She's not eating quite as well as she used to, according to the patient. She doesn't really like the food in her assisted living facility. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no chest pain or palpitations. She does use several pillows when she sleeps. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is now on Eliquis 2.5 milligrams twice a day due to the new diagnosis of atrial fibrillation. Also, Lasix 20 milligram daily, and she occasionally requires an extra 20 milligram once daily if she's more short of breath. And that does relieve the shortness of breath when she needs to use it. And that's all administered by the Hathaway Hills Assisted Living Facility staff. Physical exam, the patient appears comfortable. There is no signs of distress. No shortness of breath is obvious in the video. Color is good. Weight is 134.2. Blood pressure 132/83. And oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 22nd of this year. Calcium is 8.6. Albumin is low at 2.9. Creatinine, 1.47 with estimated GFR of 32, and that is stable. Electrolytes are normal. Hemoglobin 10.3 with normal white counts and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, congestive heart failure, slightly worse since she acquired atrial fibrillation, and hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet and she'll continue her fluid restriction. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.